I speak to the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Good morning. Good to see everybody. So we're halfway through Lent, almost coming up on Easter week, and hopefully self-reflection, self-examination, penitence, repentance, and transformation is still taking place. We have had some tough, insightful, and getting longer scripture readings. So they're preparing us for Holy Week. Be ready. And hopefully they're leaving pondering thoughts and questions as we hear the readings. So today, let's focus on spiritual transformation for a moment. How many in here have had some moments of feeling spiritually lost and or barely spiritually breathing? It happens, right? It happens. So today, spiritually lost or feeling dead is actually very transformative in our readings. If we listen to them, there's more depth than that surface level of feeling and being lost. That's what our first inclination is as humans to hear. So suppose if we remain on that surface level and not going deeper, we might hear despair everywhere. And we only focus on that despair without really engaging and going beyond what is in front of us. Believing everything online, on TV, even friends that might not have all their facts correctly sharing that with us. And yet, what do we think about it? One way to think, but not always the depth. Then you have the self-reflection before reacting. Reacting first versus assessing, and sometimes a quick assessment needs to take place so that we do not isolate ourselves. Turn to self-pity and be distant from God. Think more about ourselves to turn to God for grace, mercy, forgiveness. Ultimately, if we don't, we're cheating ourselves from God and not doing the work God has given us to do. Do not run away from it. So today we're going to do something different for spiritual transformation. We're going to talk about the Old Testament reading, Ezekiel, the Valley of the Dry Bones. They are all linked together through the gospel. It's also one of my favorite scriptural pieces. There's so much depth to this. And it can be very dramatic to the point art has been done about it, any type of visual, even t-shirts. I was at a Crucio event yesterday and someone was wearing bones on their t-shirt. And it kept just hitting me in the face of what today was coming. I wasn't going to borrow the shirt, but it needed to be cleaned. So I said, no, thank you. So, I want you for a moment to take a second and imagine you are called, like Ezekiel, to do God's work. You are now brought out of the Spirit of the Lord and set in the middle of the valley with all these scattered bones around. Your first thought would be, wow. And then the silence would be there. The bones are dry, dusty. A sense of hopelessness is all around. And how being exiled feels. Will they find their way home? No restoration. Are the bones even listening? Are these bones still alive? Surface level thinking. Now, you're taking in what God is going to ask you. Mortal, can these bones live? God challenged Ezekiel. God is challenging us. How would we answer God? Or would we answer God like Ezekiel? Oh, Lord God, you know. So simple. You know. Ezekiel's vision is given for a people who have lost heart and are suffering a death of their spirit. Their spirit withered away. And now their bones are drying and lying in that valley. So See, these bones once had life. Ezekiel knew that. They had flesh. And they represent a condition of loss, if not spiritual death. No hope of vitality. And at this time in the Old Testament, it was a communal experience for the people of Israel. Now think of terms of reflection of your spiritual life and the spiritual life of the church, the vitality of the ministries. Go beyond the depth of just surface level and allow that spiritual transformation to take place, the breath of the Spirit. The Old Testament prophetic promise of restoration finds its physical idea in the New Testament. The central theme of God is that He has the power to bring life out of hopelessness, even when we may not see it at that moment. So we're going to compare Ezekiel to the New Testament in John. Hopelessness, the bones represent the dead nation. Lazarus represents dead 4 days. The power of the Word of God. Bones come to life spoken through the prophet, Ezekiel. Lazarus comes to life spoken through the Word of Jesus. God's Word is life-giving and transformative. Hope for Israel, as the prophet shows God, will bring life, and the sign Jesus is the Messiah, the resurrection of the life. This is encouragement for us to trust in God's ability to bring us hope, not to just these dry bones, but to the church, to the ministries, broken relationships, dreams, spiritual apathy. Even allowing others to untie us from that surface level of sin and despair can allow us to fully live. Being helped, the dry bones began to rattle. So Ezekiel hears the rattling. Noise can be heard. They came together bone to bone, and flesh had come upon them, but no breath yet. Slow transformation. Now the prophecy of breath. You have Rosh, which is the Hebrew word that represents breath, wind, and spirit. This emphasizes the Holy Spirit's activity, a moving force that turns a lifeless existence into a life of community with God. As the breath came into the bones, they stood on their feet in a vast multitude and lived. But yet still more work needs to be done to be fully spiritually transformed. Their graves of exile are to be opened and to bring back to their land. The promise of the Spirit that God vows, I will put my Spirit with you, and you shall live. Full restoration of hope and life to the spiritually lost people. Through the power of the Holy Spirit and His Word, God can do wondrous things. It's on God's timing. We don't know when it'll happen. We believe, we know that brought hope, restoring spiritual life, reviving, and healing of whatever form that may look like. Vitality has been restored to the valley of the dry bones. The Word of God is at work infinitely when we go beyond the surface and allow the depth of the Spirit to be within us and through us. This transformation will bring vitality to the people, to everywhere, to all of those we come in contact with, and to ourselves so that we don't feel lost and hopeless. Allow the breath of the Spirit to flow so each of us can be transformed to share God's Word through the transformation of all of those that come in contact with us so that we all can be one. Amen.